Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, still in God's news behind the news, we have talked extensively about abortion and what has been happening since 1973 in the case Roe versus Wade. And we've been praying a very powerful prayer. And one of the things why we're continuing to talk about it on VFN Radio is to continue to shed light, but also to see that and report that, you know, God is answering our prayer. Justice is being served. And here in recent days, I mean, recent days, you understand that since 1973, this was normal. This was accepted. This was just, you know, every day the killing of babies was something that was said supposedly was a woman's choice.
Right.
A woman's right to take the life of a child. And now, these abortionists are being exposed for what it is, murder. And we talked about how Gosnell in Philadelphia, who they said it was a clinic, but really house of horror, house of murder. Mm-hmm. And he was convicted to 3 life sentences for 3 murders. Allegedly, he had, over his career, if that's what you want to call it, he was responsible for 60,000 abortions. And also on The Torch, we shared about how his wife, when she was sentenced 7 to 23 months, she actually apologized for her part and her role in this heinous, nefarious, horrible act. The pulling apart of limbs. I mean, we have shared as much as possible because, you know, it's amazing how much things that we don't like to see, we don't like to hear about, gets covered.
Yeah.
It gets pushed away. We don't want to think about that. It's just, you know, remove the pain and the ugliness away from it. But the reality is that we shared the doctor, a former abortionist, testifying before Congress with the tools that he used to literally rip limbs out, to crush heads of a baby. This is awful. But we've been praying this prayer ourselves and along with others. Dear God, end abortion, send revival. Dear God, end abortion, send revival. And CBN is reporting about in Delaware about a clinic that's just being exposed. I want you to listen up and we're going to talk about this.
A Delaware abortion doctor faces charges of unsafe and unsanitary practices. The state's medical licensing officials filed a formal complaint last week. Dr. Timothy Livright performs abortions at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Wilmington. Officials say he represents a, quote, clear and immediate danger to the public. He is accused of multiple acts of incompetence and negligence, including over-sedating patients, performing unnecessary suction procedures, and failing to act in a way that would avoid unnecessary complications for patients.
Think about that. Unsafe, not sanitized, and he represents a clear and immediate danger. And this is what we're looking at. Yeah. This is what we're seeing happening.
It's a direct answer to prayer too. That now it's these repeated situations that are starting to become, you know, focused by the media. The media now is starting to see it and exposing it. And what was just ignored, people were turning their faces from. Now they're acknowledging it and they're saying this is a travesty.
Yeah,
that is a huge answer to prayer.
Yeah. Well, they continue to say in this segment from CBN that basically, nurses are testifying at the Delaware Senate hearing, and 2 nurses said that a Planned Parenthood clinic performed abortions like a meat market-style assembly line.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear that? Both nurses quit their positions with Planned Parenthood because of the terrible conditions in these 2 clinics. And they continue to talk about this. They say this type of care was something I had never seen before in my entire nursing career, she told lawmakers. On an average day, the Wilmington Planned Parenthood site said one abortion would be completed every 8 to 10 minutes.
Ugh.
Think about this.
Wow.
On an average day at the Wilmington Planned Parenthood site,
that's one clinic,
one abortion would be completed every 8 to 10 minutes. If we just did 10 minutes, there's what, 6 in an hour?
Yeah,
6 in an hour, and if they're opened 8 hours a day, that's 8 hours. That's 48 abortions a day. Let's say 50.
And that's one clinic. I mean, that's you got to think about how wow.
Right, 50 abortions in a week. That's
50 a day,
250 a week. If you're going on a 5 day, and that's what, 1,000 a month, 1,000 children being murdered a month in just one clinic.
12,000 a year.
Think about the horrific that is. My goodness, you know, we're gonna listen, our hands are stained with blood. And we continue to say, how can God bless America? How can we look the other eye because of comfort and convenience?
Yeah.
We just let a child go. We remove a child. We kill a child. You know, and
out of convenience.
Out of convenience. And the blood still cries out. And let me tell you something. I mean, If you're like had an abortion or participated, I continue to pray, and let's continue to pray for all the staffers.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems that something's happening in the hearts of these staffers. We're hearing this over and over again from different staffers at different abortion clinics, and they're realizing that, wait a second, I'm participating in murder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm participating, and their hearts are being convicted, and they're actually spilling all the beans. They're the ones that are coming forth saying, yeah, this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this in the Gosnell horror facility. We've seen this in other facilities as well that we've talked about on VFN Radio. And now this is, my recent memory, the third one that's been exposed as a result of testifying of the staffers and the nurses that were actually present and participated. Let me tell you something. God can forgive you. We shared this, if you've had an abortion, not so that you can be guilt-ridden, convicted. I mean, the Holy Spirit will convict you, but the conviction is good. It alerts us that we have done something wrong before the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, right. Conviction is the thing that we welcome conviction because it shows us where we've missed it. But let me tell you something. God can forgive you. God can forgive you if you had one, ma'am, and sir, if you participated for one and paid for one, he can forgive you too.
That's right.
But we have to confess it for what it is, and it's murder. But if we confess it before God, God can forgive us, heal us, restore us, and use us to help others. Dear God, end abortion, send revival.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety
at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.